It's Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier. River 1467, 20 past 7. Friday Bricky Show with Jay's partly cloudy. Heading for a top of 17, currently minus 1. Very cool out there, but still joining me on the line this week to cover Mildura Weekly is editor John Dooley. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, good day. Well, I'm great, but too sad to see that footy season's gone for 2021. This is quite sad to read, quite sad to hear.
Oh, look, it really is. It's, well, as Brad Hart's, the coach of Imperial, said, it's very disappointing to have the season cancelled. Absolutely gut-wrenching. Well, I think that says it all. And it won't be just Brad and his colleagues and teammates. It's, across the region, across the state, where they just can't play these games out to a result. So yeah, look, it's I'd hate to be in that boat because particularly with Brad, because there's no guarantee he's going to play next season. He's a busy man with a business and a young family, and the commitment that he's puts in, he does. There's a question mark over whether he'll take to the field next year. And as he said, I definitely believe we had what it takes to win the premiership this season, without a doubt. And to all of the people that are involved in sport, netball, you name it, they're all impacted, and it must be very hard.
I know the basketball, the Heat, men's three guys retiring this year, Calvin Henry being one of them, don't get a send-off as they'd hoped.
Oh, no, look, it's really disappointing, and it's just another victim of this cursed COVID.
Yeah, that's right. Good news, moving forward, one of the topics this week I thought was fantastic, read Mildura South Neighbourhood Activity Centre Master Plan. Well, I got the green light from Council on Wednesday night and a full coverage of how that took place this week. Can you break it down for us?
Yeah, so look, it's it's a fantastic project. I think the estimates are $150 million plus project. It's got all sorts of aspects to it, everything from residential for 10,000 people over the years as it will grow. Beautiful outdoor areas, al fresco dining, and be a supermarket, retail. It'll be effectively a satellite suburb of Mildura.
What can I ask, John? What does satellite? What does that mean? Satellite suburb?
Well, it's like for example, in South Australia, Elizabeth was created many years ago as a satellite suburb of Adelaide. So you're on the fringe of the city.
Yep.
You're like an area of your own orbiting the main CBD and in this case Mildura. So it's not a term you hear a lot, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Look, this has been a long time coming, and as Glenn Milne said in applauding the fact that council were able to move forward on it, he said, I must express some frustration how long this has taken to get to this point, because it dates back to 2014.
Yeah, right.
So he said there's a message there and a challenge for council to, just get the planning process a little more effective, a little quicker in its operation. But look, apart from that, it's a great thing, and as Councillor Eckel said, it's just a fantastic result, and it's going to be a brilliant community asset.
Yeah, it just does feel like, reading about it, it feels like it's got a very, very much a residential community feel, but fantastic. Hey, article from your perspective I found very interesting, talking about lockdown number 7 and how it's worn thin on us. It was very interesting that I thought you captured perfectly the community response to the last lockdown. We kind of all knew it was coming before it even arrived, but then when it was announced, it was, well, such short notice, such a shock. 3 hours.
Yeah, well, barely 3 hours. I think it could have even been less than that, but it for most people, were caught by surprise completely. I guess we weren't shocked because, we've been there before. Mm. But look, the thing is, it's for business owners, particularly those in hospitality, these ongoing lockdowns, now number 7, they're draining their finances, their spirits, their sense of hope. The latter being long gone, really. So somebody said to me, and I quote this, why don't you have a photo of a smiling business person? This is when we came out of the last lockdown. And I've done that before, to be honest. But I said, what are they rejoicing about? They're battered and bruised. They've got nothing to smile about. They're simply living in fear of the next lockdown. And, it's impacting our kids. It's impacting families, who have to rearrange things when the lockdowns occur and the kids can't go to school. We're COVID fatigued, and that's the simple fact. But look, the only way out, obviously, Jason, and you talking about our mayor today getting vaccinated is the vaccination process.
Can I ask you, John, you said one thing. You did say that in the article reading, you said we may be all in this together, but we aren't impacted in the same way. And I think that's a very honest thing to say, because that is true. You know, we are all in it together, but people are struggling a lot more than others out there. And I think a broad statement like that is what's needed at this point in time.
Yeah, well, look, I think that's the truth. It's we hear it all the time. The Premier often uses that expression. And whilst it is true, we understand that, as I say, for a family who one of the breadwinners might be an essential worker, but the other one isn't, so they have to stay home. The kids have to be looked after and homeschooled and so on. And that's just one aspect of the burdens that are placed on people. But, you know, and those that are, you know, so some government support, but businesses are losing money, individuals are losing work, and of course, meantime, our friends in the public service haven't lost a cent. And I'm not being critical of them, that's reality, but it's...
There is that sense of...
Yeah, look, I mean, but look, we've just got to keep our chins up, keep our spirits alive, get the vaccination, and we will... in a better place.
Hey, I've got a minute left, but I really want to touch quickly on this Redcliffe's organisation, the Foundation for Rural Regional Renewals, and also the Tackling Tough Times Together. They've included with federal spending, a lot of money heading to Redcliffe's to update some history value. Of course, 2021, 100 years this year.
Yeah, well, look, and we wish our friends in Redcliffe's all the best for their centenary celebrations this year. Let's hope they can get off the ground in some manner or form. With COVID, we just don't know, but there's some great things planned for later in the year. So there's a $10,000 grant to that to the committee running that to enhance the celebrations. And also the Redcliffe's Historical Steam Railway have an $18,000 grant to help them do a whole lot of upgrading there, including replacing the main platform at the Caradoc station and renovating the Thurla station building. And it's a terrific place to visit when we're open. Get out there again, talking about playing tourist in your own. A lovely day out visiting the Redcliffe's Historical Steam Railway.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Great article, that one. Hey, John, always good to have you on the show. And make sure you grab yourself a copy to enjoy this weekend. I will catch you next week.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, John Dooley, editor of Mildura Weekly. Once again,